Hi, and welcome to a Folkin.com festival special. We're running a few of these, and today I'm really pleased because I have the pleasure of talking to the New Forest Mafia, which is Nick Curtis and Keith Curtis, the organisers, the owners, the creators of the brilliant little festival with the big names, as we call it, of the New Forest Folk Festival. And if you look around this feature, you can also hear me talking to some of the bands that are playing this great little festival. But at the moment, we're talking here to Nick and Keith. Hello, Nick and Keith.
Oh, hi,
hi.
Paul.
Hiya. Oh, we're talking to you because you're at another festival, aren't you?
Yeah, Cromer. We're up at Cromer for the old folk on the pier.
Lovely. Very nice. Do you two get around, don't you? Because I always see you at wherever the festivals I go to. Like, I think last year or the year before, I was camping opposite you at Croperty. You just love them,
don't
you?
That's right.
We also go to Wickham.
Yeah, it's all
and
good.
It's
all good.
Yeah, we do a few in August.
Yeah, just a handful.
Yeah, I suppose it's good because obviously you obviously organise the New Forest Folk Festival. It is yours, and it's quite good to have a look round, I guess, and see how it's all done and pick up tips and see how you're faring, I guess.
Yeah, and also we see friends, you know, people that play at our festival and have played. It's always nice to have a chat with them.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, how many years is it now, guys, since it started? Your one.
Well, it started in 2012. Originally, Keith was going to have a 60th birthday party because the poor little lad, he's never ever had a birthday party.
So
that was the original plan. But unfortunately for Keith, it failed to happen. Oh. So I was having Helen and I, my wife, we were having a meal with Richard. And we're talking Richard Digens, obviously.
Yeah.
we were talking about the farm and so on and so forth. And he says, well, you know, what do you do with the farm? And so we sort of talked about it a bit. And he said, why don't you have a folk festival on the farm? And it was like, folk? No, nothing about folk music.
Right.
And what do I know about organising a festival? Absolutely nothing. He said, well, I can get all the artists sorted. But, you know, 3 years or something, and you can do all of the infrastructure and you know, and the organising. So, great. What a fantastic idea. We'll go for that. So so that's how it started. And it's on our own farm. It's our own festival. So we have control of destiny on it.
Yeah.
And we've got 30 acres, and we rent land from the adjoining farm for extra camping. We've got a stream that runs down through the middle with a woodland fringe down through the woods. And over the last 13 years or so, we've invested pretty much everything that we get back into it. So we've now got mains water running right through the site, land drains where we had sort of, you know, wet problems. When we first started, we had this scaffold guy coming in to do our stage. And a week before, after chasing him, he says, oh, sorry, mate, can't do it, insurance purposes. So we were stuck without a stage. So being as I'm someone that can fiddle around in my hands after 25 years in the building, hey, I'll sod it, we'll build our own. So yeah. I went to the local forestry guy and says, oh, need some wood cut up for a stage. Yeah, no problem. So we started on the Tuesday because it was a bank holiday, and we started putting this stage together. So midnight, we still had a chainsaw going, cutting this stuff up.
That's mad.
We got really, really good neighbours, to be fair. By Saturday, we had our stage done. We had our first festival, which was, I don't know, about 35 paying customers. So we had about 100 people there. So it was more of a garden party than anything.
Yeah.
And so Richard was well pleased with that. And he said, right, next year, we'll have a 3-day event.
Wow.
And, yeah, okay, yeah, no problem. To go from one day to 3 days is such a massive, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And we just, you know, didn't realise how much involved it would take. We had to write an event plan and everything else, and we had, you know, people obviously camping for the 3 days. To this day, I cannot remember that festival. I was just, well, we were all just so knackered.
Wow.
And it just, but it happened, and that first 3 days was the, you know, the stepping stone to where we are today.
Wow. So what you're saying then, Nick, is what you're saying is the Dior Festival is blooming Diagence is fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what a lovely story. Yeah.
It was a good plan, and yeah, we've grown it and you know, and worked it since then. We've grown our stage to it's only a tiny little stage, so we've made it a lot bigger to what it is now.
Yeah.
But I think our biggest thing though is that we decided that we'd put in a main supply into the festival site.
Electric.
So instead of having generators,
oh yeah,
we've got a main supply, which is obviously permanent. We've got cables running all through the site. And we think, and you may know differently, but everybody I've spoken to doesn't think that there is another greenfield site which runs entirely on the mains. You've got some that have got part and part, but
yeah,
we have no generator.
So the thing is, we had a high voltage line run through the farm anyway.
Yeah.
So we were able to tap into that, which others wouldn't.
Well, it's quite amazing because generators, obviously, are probably, I don't know, I mean, if you take the other festivals, they use so many generators, don't they? Even for the lights along the walkways of the roads, and every field's got their own little lighting point, and they're all running off of Jennies everywhere. So I suppose that must be a major cost as well. So by not having that, it's a lot easier as well, I would imagine. That's a great idea.
Generators, their cells are expensive, but then, you know, the diesel to run them.
Exactly, yeah, it's not good, is it?
And after the pandemic, you know, the cost of fuel has gone mad, and then you cannot put red diesel into a generator now. It's got to be white diesel, so the same diesel as you buy from the pump. So the cost of generators, you know, it just has gone crazy, really.
Yeah.
And there is a shortage, or there was a shortage after the pandemic as well. So it was, you know, really tough for festivals. So we were really, really lucky that we did get a grant for a portion of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And obviously me being, you know, working the land and so on and so forth, you know, we were able to, you know, do a lot of the work ourselves. So, and our electrician, Terry, who's been with us from the word go, from S&G management, he's been so supportive and really, really, you know, got stuck in and helped us out. And so, you know, we made it happen. And, you know, and so now, you know, all, you know, the stage and everything is just running off the mains.
That is a brilliant thing, because I wondered, you know, well, I'm thinking about it now. You don't think about it, you kind of take it for granted, because I remember being there a lot. I've been a few times now, and I don't hear that generator buzz, you know, that you used to get with generators. So I wonder why that was. Now I know, it makes sense. It's all coming perfectly clear now.
It's silent, really. The only noise we've got is the
those noisy people on the stage.
Do you know what I love about your little festival as well is it's it's grown. What, 13th? So it'll be the 14th year this year. Is that right?
It's the 13th. We've been running for 13 years.
So it's the 13th this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. 13th or the 12th.
Yeah. Well, our anniversary one before last.
Yeah,
that was 10.
Yeah, 11. Wow. Yeah, it's the
12th
one this year. Yeah,
it's amazing. And the way it's grown, what I like about it is it's grown nicely, but it's not too big now. It's like, and I suppose the only way I can describe it is that if and Darren, God rest his soul, used to call it the miniature Croppredy, because you've taken little aspects of how the stalls are laid out up one side and up the other side. You've kept it to a one-stage event. Obviously, there's the little fringe one in the forest, which is for your sea shanties and things. But all in all, it's like a really smaller version of Croppredy. I do understand from being there that everybody there is right family orientated. A lot of festivals will claim family orientated and it's a lovely friendly festival, but what I get from your place actually is walking around is it, you can feel that, you know, it's got a really nice vibe to it, hasn't it? Whether it's because it's down there in the forest and it's you're so friendly, I don't know what it is, but there's something when I go there I feel comfortable. That's what I'm trying to say. Do you know what I mean?
I think you, you've hit the nail on the head. Yeah, that is the feedback we get.
Yeah.
And I think it's possibly because when we set up the festival in the first place, Richard was bang on. He said, I want to, you know, mimic it around Croppredy. Yeah. But in the day, I didn't even know what Croppredy was. But yeah, so we have mimicked it around the Croppredy ethos and the kind of like layout, really.
Yeah.
But when we set it up, we wanted to run a festival that we would like to go to ourselves.
Yeah, that's
so
yeah.
You know, it's, you know, we didn't want to rip people off. We didn't want to have, you know, expensive food and beer and everything else. You know, it's not all about the money.
No,
it's about, you know, making a lovely friendly festival, and hopefully we've achieved that.
100%. I mean, the thing about it is, you know, and I didn't believe this at first when I first went, but I think I first went with Darren when he was alive. We went up there and he said, now watch carefully, he said, because all the audience are going to pick up their rubbish and take it back to their tents. And I did, and I looked at the field like when after the event, after I think it was the first night, and it was like, there's nothing on it. Not one bit of litter. Everybody took their litter away. Whereas, obviously, a lot of other festivals, they leave it and the scouts do it or whatever, which is great and it's a good thing. But that is quite... Well, I said, no, I can't believe that, mate. There's going to be a few beer cans around. And I looked at the field and it was absolutely clean. It was like... It's almost as if there's been no audience here, but they were there. It's really amazing now.
Well, Monday dinner time, the camping fields are immaculate. No. Animals go straight back out there.
That is amazing, lads. That is to achieve that, you know, kind of respect from the audience as well. I think is a feat. It's an amazing feat, really. And what I also like about from our point of view, as I say, our point, the artists and the press people like me, you really do treat them well. You're always welcoming to everybody who's supporting the festival. One of the best things I love about your festival is that little artist's garden you've got, by your house, isn't it?
That is my front garden.
It's your front garden. I try and explain this to people because I say it's a festival and they got this lovely little artist garden, which is actually the farmhouse where they live. And people go, what are you talking about? They let people wander around their garden. I'm like, well, yeah, it is. It's like the whole festival's like that.
Well, one of the reasons on having that was that our backstage area is quite basic compared to, you know, the bigger ones that have got, you know, all the fancy luxuries and things.
Yeah.
So I thought we can use my garden and then the artist can actually from the garden sit and watch the stage.
Yeah.
So they're not backstage listening to it. They can actually sit in comfort.
Yeah.
With a barrel of ale on.
Yes, I know. That's why I go, mate. That's one of the reasons I love going to your festival. I get a lovely little beer.
And that's sponsorship from Wadsworths.
Yeah, bless them. Thank you, Wadsworths.
But yeah, and also, you know, being able to use our toilet, a proper, you know,
yeah,
house toilet, which is nice.
Yeah, because the times I have, I've been on my own, and I love it, either with that or with Darren's son, Lewis. We came together one year there. But even that, I'll go on my own. I don't care, because as soon as I get there, I know I'm going to meet people and talk to. That's another thing I love about your festival. I could pull up there, you know, in a little van, and you kindly let me purchase backstage somewhere in my little van, and I can just walk around, and I'm with friends. I don't need to take anyone with me, actually, because, you know, the people there are really friendly. So who's on this year, lads? Who you got on the main thing? I mean, obviously, I can see the poster here. If they click on this, they can see it. But what are you most excited about?
I think the music as a whole, because you could take the lowest band playing amazing things,
yeah,
and you can get the higher bands pushing it hard. It could be anything. Yeah. Oyster Band, obviously, it's their last tour this year, yeah, so it's a run up to their final. Farewell.
Yeah, such a shame. That.
Band, or I've been there a few times.
Yeah,
I love the song they did with Francis Rossi. You know, they did that that Status Quo sound.
They did. Yes, that's
good. They redid one of their songs.
Yeah,
Feast of Fiddles. They're very much friends of our festival.
Yeah.
And all the fiddle players play there.
Yeah.
Individually with other people as well.
Yeah.
Jackie McShay, obviously, he's very sad there.
Oh, do you know what? I was so sad. I mean, I was worried about that, because when I saw Jackie McShay's Pentangle on there, I wondered whether she was still going to do it because of the sad passing of Jerry. So she's still doing it.
Yeah.
That's very brave of her. Yeah.
Jerry Colvin has just got so much energy, as we said earlier.
Oh, Jerry's a legend. Yeah. Jerry, he's a legend.
He's so funny.
He's a legend.
Yeah. And the Sandy Denny Project, it's all our friends that play in other bands, you know, like Little Johnny England and Brad R and different ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's always very special. And then you run into a lot. What, Dream in Colours? You think, who's that?
Yeah.
That's an up-and-coming band.
Yeah.
Steve Knightley.
Yeah. It'd be all right one day.
And
Daphne's
Floyd. You know, that's got a Miranda Sawyer.
What a history.
That's going to be amazing. Yeah. It's a great lineup, as always. You do that, don't you? You manage to pull in the great names. But I was surprised at that at first, but to be honest, guys, you know, I'm not that surprised, because once people go to your festival, they just want to go back, and that includes the artists as well. Everybody I talk to, and I talk to quite a few people, as you can imagine, whenever I mention the New Forest Folk Festival, they go, oh, yeah, oh, I love that. Oh, we love playing there. Same as Tim from Three Daft Monkeys. He's really looking forward to it this year again, you know, because it has got that really friendly vibe. You know, I certainly can't wait. And what I do like about you also is you put some smaller unknown bands on, don't you? Like local bands and stuff, don't you?
Nick just turned the flyer over to before you spoke. You saw it, didn't you?
Who's on? Yeah.
Now, Thursday, it's a lot of the more local bands, but they still got a good sound to pack, you know. Yeah. And I was just looking at one, Hannah Robinson.
Yeah.
Now, she's played a few times, but she tours with John Z.
Yep. Yeah.
And so there's a bit of a crossover there.
Yeah.
And in fact, her ex-partner, he toured with Tom Jones.
Yeah, yes.
So there's all these...
It's amazing.
You start to dig under the bonnet.
And
it's amazing what you find.
Yeah.
Like Slim Chance. Yeah. You know, Ronnie Lane's old band.
Yes, right,
You've got a lot of original members, but then when you see everybody they play, you think, bloody hell.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. I keep saying to the lads, of my lads, Shanaki, I go, oh, I'd love to play there. What I wouldn't give to play at your festival one year, maybe we can dream, and hopefully it'll come true. It's running on as he looks at his bit of paper, from the 3rd to the 7th of July. Ever so easy to find. Just go to Google, search New Forest Folk Festival, and up it will come. And also click on the link below this little feature, and you can get tickets. I suppose there's still tickets. I'm saying that. Is it selling well?
It's selling very well.
Brilliant.
Sadly, a lot of festivals are really sort of struggling to sell tickets, and they want people to buy early, so that they can, you know, secure the festival. But we've had a really, really good run so far.
Brilliant.
So.
Brilliant.
But there are still tickets available, so, you know.
Well, all I will say, lads, anybody listening and watching, listening to this here at Folking.com, you've if you haven't been, do go, because it is such an amazing festival. Right on the edge of the New Forest, and it's so friendly. And everybody says, oh, yeah, you know, festivals are friendly, but you'll notice as soon as you walk into this place, you know, it's like, almost like, well, to me it is now, it's almost like going home a little bit, you know, going, oh, New Forest Folk Festival's coming up. It's a yearly marker in the calendar. I think if people haven't been before, if they're going to go to a festival this year, and they haven't been to a festival before, it's a brilliant starting festival as well, because the facilities are so good and it's so friendly. So I would say, if you haven't been, don't hang about anymore. Click on the link below, get your tickets and go. It's going to be fab. I'm really looking forward to it, lads.
The other thing as well, we talk about the main stage and the music, but we've got this woodland fringe.
Yes.
And that's like a place all of its own, with Kaylee's songwriting workshops, Reg Muros, PJ doing slide guitar workshops, meditation.
Wow, that's lovely, isn't it? Because you can walk down through the forest a little bit, can't you? And in there's a little, another little marquee, isn't there? You had sea shanties there one year, didn't you?
Yeah, that's it. Wooden floor.
Yeah, very nice.
And also people go for walks out on the forest, you know, conducted walks and around the village.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of all sorts, really.
Yes, fantastic weekend. Fantastic 3-4 days. So it's the 3rd to the 7th of July. I really have enjoyed talking to you two. It's great to talk to you. You are legends.
Oh, thanks,
it's such a great festival, really is. And as I say, anybody who hasn't been, just go along and try this out, because it's so accessible and so nice.
Like a holiday with music.
Absolutely, it is. It's like you go to the New Forest for a holiday and enjoy the music as well. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And your food stalls are phenomenal. I mean, the food, it's all delicious. The one that they got the real fired pizza. This is like a real log fire pizza. I ate loads of them last time I was there. Highly recommended if it's there this year. Grab yourself a wood fired pizza. They're very nice.
Well, Rural Pizza, who you talked about, they're actually a couple of villages away.
Yeah.
A lot of our food vendors are actually local. One village or two villages away. So we're really blessed to have, you know, such good suppliers in the locality.
Yeah, and you're supporting local businesses as well, which all helps, doesn't it? Local community and local businesses. It's a win-win all round, chaps. Thanks for talking to me. I really look forward to being there myself. And as I say, click on the links below, find out how to get your tickets. Lads, thank you so much for talking to us.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
No worries. I'm you're most welcome.
We like
talking. Yeah, I know. It's great, isn't it? Yeah, so do I. I'm a nightmare. I've run out of time on my Zoom now. Look, I'll see you in that field, chaps. Okay. Thanks a lot. See you later. Bye now.